From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a diplomatic breakthrough with Iran. President Obama Sunday announced a diplomatic breakthrough with Iran on its implementation of last year's nuclear agreement, a prisoner exchange, and unfreezing Iranian assets. The president called it a good day in the art of diplomacy.
Now that Iran's actions have been verified, it can begin to receive relief from certain nuclear sanctions and gain access to its own money that had been frozen. And perhaps most important of all, we've achieved this historic progress through diplomacy without resorting to another war in the Middle East.
According to the Obama administration, the removal of sanctions gives Iran access to funds ranging up to $100 billion. Iranian President Rouhani, speaking through an interpreter, said Sunday sanctions relief will help boost his country's economy.
Today is a historic day and an exceptional one in the political and economic history of the people of Iran.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on several individuals and companies for ties to Iran's ballistic missile program. Three Americans, among five freed by Iran, have arrived in Germany for medical treatment after leaving the country on Sunday. In exchange, the U.S. released seven Iranians who have either been charged or convicted of violating U.S. trade sanctions against Iran. The U.N. envoy to Libya, Martin Kobler, has expressed disappointment by the decision of Libyan leaders to postpone formation of a new unity government by 48 hours. Presidential Council had been expected to announce by Sunday a cabinet lineup as part of a U.N. brokered deal to end years of bloodshed in the North African country. This is VOA.